out Colonel David J. Giamona that will help greatly in our meeting. So tonight I want the ushers to come, please. And so give everybody, I mean, you need to take some of these people and pass them out. If you say, I want five, I can give you 10. If you need 10, we'll give you 20 or however many you need. And so if you're going to Roanoke, if you go to Greensboro, if you go to Winston-Salem, if you go to Danville, if you go to Burlington or wherever that you're going, we'd like for you to take some of these and get these out, okay? And so tonight, if you want some, come down and get them. You don't have to wait on the ushers. You can just come and get, just come on and get some here. And so we can get these things distributed and get them out. How many knows this is as spiritual as teaching the word? Right here. Amen. Anybody else? Come and get some. Amen. Take 5, 10, 15. That's the way you get them out. Take them to work, put them on the board. Stick them in somebody's car window, you know it needs it. Oh, the calendar for prayer. Tonight, if you want to pray for Deborah and I hope you do, you can see Retta back here. She's got a calendar where she put a date on to make sure we're getting prayer going for 24 hours a day, praise God, or 365 days a year. The more, the better. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We do have also in the month, maybe in the month of March, I think Corey Ball is going to be with us again. I still haven't, you know, because we had to cancel the youth rally at the school because of the COVID thing. And so I think we're just going to have him here. So that's going to be good. Tommy Bates will be with us May 6th and 7th. Praise God. Now, if you guys don't know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm believing, I know it'll pack out with Tommy Bates. And so we're believing God for this thing to pack out. Starting Sunday night, everybody say Sunday night, we're going to start some training things. This is going to be important because we're going to cast the net out, but there's certain things that we got to do that I feel like the Holy Spirit wants us to do to make this happen. So we want to reap the harvest through this. This is a great time to cast the net. And so we want to get as many souls born again as we possibly can and see God move. And I'm going to tell you, Tommy Bates is old-time Pentecostal, on fire, full of the Holy Ghost, and he loves young people and getting people full of the Spirit of God, and everywhere he goes, that follows him. Praise the Lord. So I know it's going to be good. I said, I hope a lot of people in here get shaken around and fall on the floor and roll up down the aisles. It would be really good. Somebody say amen. Let's stand up and give God a praise for it tonight then. Amen. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Amen. So, turn on your exciter switch and quit looking at everything around you and start saying, Jesus, I know something big is getting ready to happen. Glory to God. Amen. And so you can't look behind you. You got to look forward because God Almighty knows what's coming down the road and it's going to be good. Amen. So, Father, we love you tonight. We praise you for your goodness and mercy. We ask you in Jesus' name to come. Father God, move on every heart and every life in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for healing tonight. We thank you for miracles. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening people in the word. We pray, Heavenly Father, as it goes out through the airwaves, have your way tonight, God. We bless you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Invade this place with the Holy Ghost and fire, and we give you honor for it. And everybody said amen. Give the Lord a praise offering tonight.
It'd be good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. He's got something special for us tonight. Just open up and receive. Amen.
Lord, I confess. Bowing here, I find your rest. Without you, my heart.
Every minute. So
So Lord, we cry out for you in this place tonight. Yeah, it's Wednesday night and your people are gathered here seeking your face, oh Lord. Woo. I bless you, oh Lord. I bless you, Lord. Try a new one tonight. Let the Spirit of the Lord get a hold of you on this, all right? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Amen. We just just welcome your presence, Holy Spirit. You are what matters right now. You can do in one split second what it take man years to do. We bless you tonight.
Give him some praise right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, really praise him. Come on. Use your heart to do it, not your head. Thank you, Lord. We bless you tonight, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Stay with us, Lord. Remain with us, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. just something about coming into the presence of God. Everything has to stay outside the tent. When you come into the presence of God. Amen. You know how long it takes to get out of depression? That fast. Why? You change your mind. You tell your world to line up with His world. Whatever you focus on is what you get. Focus on heaven. Somebody say, focus on heaven. Focus on heaven. It's so important, man. See, we never could stress that enough. See, that's a reality. I said, that's a living reality. You can go either place. You can go to darkness, you can go to light. You can go to joy, you can go to sadness. I choose to go where Jesus goes. Amen. Who for the joy that was set before Him, think about this, endured the cross. Endured the cross. How in the world can you hang on a cross and count it joy? It's because you know that in 3 days you're getting out of the grave. Doesn't negate the fact that I had pain in hell. And everything the devil could try to do, he did against me. The people that I love spit in my face, call me names and blaspheme me, mocked me. But just think, he said, on the third day, I'm getting out of that grave. I'm coming out. Doesn't matter, devil, what you do right now, because had the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, the devil didn't understand that when they drove that third nail, and when he hung on that cross and he took that last breath, and when that soldier came by and punched that spear in him and water and blood came out, they had no idea what it meant when he said, it is finished. Your salvation is finished. Your joy is complete. Your peace is complete, because it's all over right now, because I know when I go in the ground 3 days, I'm going to rise up. Come on, somebody. Say, weeping may endure through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Say, I'm going to have a resurrection in my life. I'm living in the third day. This is not the second day. This is the third day. On the third day, He will raise you up, the Bible said. We're living in the third day. We're raised up together with Him, made to be seated together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Man, I don't know you, but my spirit man is wound tight right now, because number one, you just think, the Lord is speaking to me today. We just came through a hard season as God's people. There's a lot of heaviness that's on people. But you see, the thing about it is that it ain't over till it's over. And understand what I'm telling you. It's not about what goes on in the natural realm or in the world. It's what's happening in the spirit that counts. It's not the political scene that we won't even look at right now. God's got that. I'm not even worried about it. But what we need to do is shake off the heaviness of what COVID did. Rip off the mask of what the devil tried to rob you of your identity with. It's time to shake off the heavy chains and the bands. It's time to lift up the feeble hands that hang down and give praise and glory to the Lord of hosts. Amen. The Lord of the angel armies of heaven. Hallelujah. Because something big is getting ready to happen in the air. Think. Now just listen to me. Do you honestly to God think that God would let the devil get by with letting you hang on a cross and that be it? Thrown in the ground, it's over. No. I can prove it to you over and over and over again in Scripture. And I could go all the way back and start with Adam in the garden when he was thrown out and had a flaming sword put in the way. But God had already sealed the devil's doom when he got up and said, I put enmity between your seed, devil, and his seed. And he's going to crush your head, but you're going to bruise his heel. One day Jesus is going to come forth. Amen. When Israel was in Egyptian bondage and had their taskmakers to put hard tasks upon them and made them prisoners and slaves, God sent a man by the name of Moses and struck down every god in Egypt. And when Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? He found out in just several months of what would happen of the 10 plagues. Listen, God always brings his people out. He always parts the Red Sea. He always sends manna from heaven and quail in the desert. He always destroys the enemy's works. The devil always thinks he has an upper hand. But listen, he always overplays his hand. You would think that the devil would learn by now, but he likes to toy with human beings. because humans have a hard time figuring life out. But listen, if you look at the way God does things and the way that he plays things out, he always likes to let the devil seem like he's got everything right where he wants it and then crushes him with his mighty power. Amen. Somebody say, I'm being rescued. I'm being delivered. Oh, somebody say, I'm being delivered. Say, I'm being delivered. I'm being delivered. I am delivered. I am free. Free, free, free. Doesn't matter how dark the night gets because the sun still has to come up. Do you understand that's God's process? He said, as surely as the sun set, guess what's going to happen? And the moon came up, the sun's going to rise again tomorrow. I said, the sun will rise. The darkness only has so many hours, only a season to work. Remember, but the devil departed from Jesus for a season. Come on, somebody. Do you know God? Do you understand him? Do you really, really believe that he has given you the victory? He has. It's not going to give. He's giving it to you. It's what you do with it.
Well, you don't understand what I've gone through.
It don't matter. And I know it's bad grammar, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Amen. Man, when you look at Paul's life and he said, Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. I was in the perils of the deep, in perils of my own countrymen. I was in fastings and prayers and tumults. And you know, I was, you know, beat with the stripes 39 times. I was, you know, with 39 lashes three different times. I was left for dead and all of these things. And what did he write with his last letter? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And guess what? Devil, you don't win. There's a crown waiting me. Listen, he didn't have to go stand before Caesar. He chose to stand before Caesar. Because when he went into the third heaven and he wrote the church, he said, I'm in a strait between two. I can go home right now, glory to God, and walk on streets of gold and be with Jesus. And I can see all my old acquaintances and I can talk with Moses and Elijah and all these guys. And I'll never have to deal with another pain or problem. He said, but something in me is driving me to stay here because it's more needful that I keep kicking the devil's butt. It's more needful that I show you where the victory is that's in the cross. It's in the resurrection. It's in Jesus' blood. It's more important that you get this warfare thing and understand that your praises will cause you to ascend above where the enemy is. And every time you praise God, you kick the devil where it hurts because he does not expect you to react in that way. Somebody say, I know what David meant when he said, I was glad when they said to me, let me go to the house of the Lord. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. If he really is, and if he's living in here, that's where he's supposed to be. Amen. He's in full control of our lives. Amen. He is. He's sitting on here. Jesus, take the wheel. Have your way, Lord. Move in my life, God. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And so we want to plug into that. I just felt like the Holy Ghost was telling me today, you know, and I'm going to structure a little bit. You can sit down if you want to. I don't care. I mean, it's just like, you know, I think it's important. Yeah, you can sit down. I mean, this is all script, but it's on live feed. I feel like the Lord was talking to me about this heaviness, this thing right here. Well, the prophets prophesied, and they did this, and all this stuff happened, and you know, look at our nation, look at the condition it's in. Do you understand that God is pouring out his spirit in America? Do you understand that God's not moved by what's going on? Because I'm going to tell you something, he's got a plan. Let him work his plan. What you need to do is get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes on Jesus, not on a man, not on your worst enemy. What good is that going to do? Sit at Jesus' feet. Come and bask in the presence of the Lord, glory to God. Sing a few hallelujahs and lift up the name of Jesus. Tap in to the joy strength that's inside of your heart, glory to God. Amen. Say, oh, devil, I want you. You know what you need to do is just start going, ha, 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 ha. devil. And he'll be going, what? What? What are you doing that for? Because I'm laughing at you to think that you thought that you would have your way in my life, devil. It ain't going to work because my God has already caused me to triumph through his son. I already have the victory. I got a preceding word. I got a Bible full of them that tells me that you are underneath my feet, not on my shoulder, not in my bedroom, not in my living room, not in my garage, not in my car, not in my head, not in anything else. You, devil, are under my feet in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hands and say yes. Under my feet. Glory to God. See, that's what hurts the devil more than anything else. And God spoke to me about our church. He said, you tell the people that what they see will come to pass. And it's important that they see me and what I desire and what I want to do. I'm going to tell you one thing, man. My clock is wound about the colonel being here. Man, you're talking about a good man. Man, these posters look good too, Ben. Hallelujah. Armageddon and beyond. Look out, world. Armageddon's coming. But my king's coming on top of that, riding a white horse. It's not going to be M1 tanks and, you know, Apache helicopters and all the different warfare that man has. When he comes, he's just going to say the word and he's going to wipe out all the enemy with the sword of his mouth. Dr. Giamona's going to be here. And I was listening to Tommy Bates the other night when he called on a Saturday night and I wasn't getting a good reception. And you wanted to rip the phone in half because you could say, he kept saying, can you hear me? I'm like, oh my God, I got a bad connection. We finally got to communicating, and you know, I was telling him, I said, man, I am excited about you coming, praise God. And I said, we're going to be praying, and we're going to be fasting. And I asked Dustin, man, I said, you think you can keep up on that organ with Tommy Bates on the piano? Because he's, you know, he can flat out play a piano and sing. He's old time Pentecost. But what I want you to understand, see, it's important for us to see God's picture. I want to see God's picture. Because if you begin to think as God thinks, harvest-wise, begin to think about people that are so terrified right now because of the world in which we live. They're afraid of what's happening in our nation, the communistic, socialistic, stuff that's going on, this totalitarianism that's happening in our nation, all the therapeutic thing, all the stuff that's going on right now with America. There's people that are very fearful of what's happening. They need the body of Christ to have an answer in their mouth. The Bible says, have an answer for every man of the reason of the hope that is within you. You know, you can't just say, I'm saved. You got to begin to tell them, say, hey, I want you to understand, God knows all about that battle. He told us about it thousands of years ago. He said this day would come, but he's allowed us to be alive right now, not to tuck our tail and run, but to get up on our feet and be strong in Jesus. Amen. You think God right now is invading the universities and the colleges, and he's beginning to take back the young minds that exist, and he's turning their theology straight? Come on, somebody. And he's letting the answers come forth. It is important right now that we see what God is about to do. I believe it. Amen. I believe this place will pack out when the colonel comes. I know it's going to pack out when Tommy Bates gets here. But I'm going to tell you, more than that, I'd rather have 10 people in the Holy Ghost to show up than anything else, and God knows that. But I'm going to tell you, our world right now, I'm believing, I'm saying, God, send the rain that prepares the harvest. Get people's hearts ready. Get people ready to receive Jesus. Get that prostitute, that drug addict, get that person, Lord, who's an alcoholic. Get them. I was sharing with somebody yesterday when I was in Newport News years ago holding a revival meeting. A man came in drunk. He reeked of alcohol. He came in, he wasn't even in his right mind. He was disheveled. And that night at the end of service, the Holy Ghost reached out and grabbed his heart and brought him to the altar. Listen, it was like somebody stuck a vacuum cleaner in him and sucked all the alcohol smell out and sobered him in less than a second. He got gloriously saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. And then on top of that, he got up and played a guitar and sang a song. I said, my God, I've never seen anything like this. A drunk come, it smelt like an alcohol factory. And then the Holy Ghost fall and him give his heart to Jesus, and God sucked the smell out of him and sober him and had him playing a guitar lesson all in 5 minutes up on the platform. I want to see some of that stuff happen. I want God to reach out in these places where these drug addicts and prostitutes are. I hope he's hauling the prostitute up the road and she says, stop this car now. Let me out at that church where they're having a meeting. I've got to give my heart to Jesus. Come on, somebody. And I pray the pimp will get born again too. Somebody say glory to God. See, but it won't happen until we have got to expect this, people. The Holy Ghost told me, he said, tell the people they've got to get their expectancy turned up. Smith Wigglesworth said, you have to expect a miracle. It is not going to happen unless you expect it. You want it. You desire it. You got to have it. You crave it. You lust after it. You got to chase after. You got to say, God, every day of your life, you got to say, Father, I want this miracle. Listen, God knows I'm after these prostitutes. I'm after the alcoholic. I'm after the drug addict. And I'm saying, devil, your chains are melting and breaking in Jesus' name. When the high praises of God go forth, chains and chains are broken in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. And so we're believing that those things are breaking in the spirit. They are breaking. They are breaking. They are breaking. I was sitting about a month and a half ago now. I was upstairs in our bedroom, and I was laying in the bed, and I heard something like it was like a car ran into my house. It was so loud it went bam, and I said, somebody just hurled a curse at my house. A couple of days later, another one came. I said, somebody hurled a curse at my house. The bad thing about it, it was a Christian that was hurling the curse. Let me tell you something, Christians, you don't know Jesus very good. He's for you, not against you. He's already broken the curse, and I got a word for the devil today, and I got a word for everybody else. A curse causeless cannot prosper. And I know David T. Coleman. And I know Deborah R. Coleman. And I can tell you right now that when that happened, I told the devil, I said, devil, I've heard those noises before in the past, probably more than I care to hear them. But when I heard it, I thought to myself, you are as defeated right now as you were then. Because it just isn't going to work in Jesus' name. You push me, you push Jesus. You push a child of God, you push Jesus. You don't push Jesus' kids around. Somebody say amen. And so, you know, tonight, the thing about this is like, you know, think just for a few moments. If God in heaven ever allows you to go through a test or allows you the privilege of walking through a dark place, and I call it a privilege, like Paul did. If he ever allows you to enter into being attacked by the enemy, start praising God. Start praising God. Begin to exalt his name, because your trial will be about that long compared to that long. Why? Because your enemy does not want to hear you praising God walking through the trial. You got to get in the midnight hour in the middle of a Philippian jail, down and tied and chained to the person beside of you that was with you in ministry. And you got to begin to praise God in the midnight hour until the other people locked in the prison, until it echoes down the halls. Is anybody listening to me? Come on, come on. You know, if you understand what I'm saying, it's going to cause you to leap on the inside. See, that's what happened with Elizabeth when Mary showed up and they began to converse. That baby got hit with the Holy Ghost and filled up in Jesus' name. Are you hearing me? It's because when you do that, and when you go through that, when you begin to praise him, not only is it going to set you free, everybody in the prison gets set free. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say amen. Everybody gets set free. Everybody gets set free. Every single person in the prison. Every single person in the prison gets set free. But listen, listen. Paul said, uh-uh, I'm not leaving. Now, that, to me, that's something. He said, devil, you put me in prison, but I'm not going anywhere until that jailer gets born again. What must I do to be saved? See, God sets the devil up in our life for redemption in somebody else's. And if you're willing to walk through the fire, and if you're willing to hang out in the furnace, the lion's den, and be counted with those in the Hebrews chapter number 11 of the roll call of faith, if you're willing to stand in the midst of all of that, then it just causes a big old smile to come on your spirit, man. Oh, to begin with, you might say, oh God, why? But then something on the inside kicks in. So you talking to me? You messing with me? I'm like a roly-poly, man. Just hit me. I'm going to bounce back. And so tonight, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You remember that message a few weeks ago? Count it not strange, the fiery trial, which is the trial as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. Somebody say rejoice. And the Holy Ghost told me, he said, people are, they're looking at the enemy in the nation. And in the church, you got pastors across America that are fighting right now the prophetic movement because of everything that just happened. That's not what the Lord wants. You got people in church, instead of them focusing on the Lord, they don't understand. That spirit is global. I said that spirit, the confusion, the chaos, the upset, the depression, the darkness, it's global. Everybody say global. Global. Right now in Canada, because the pipeline is canceled, what do you think Trudeau's thinking about? He's probably thinking, I wish they hadn't said that about Trump. I wish he was still president. Amen? You think right now about, you know, that this thing that just happened of all these people that voted and then found out, you know, now that their tax dollars are paying for abortion overseas and everywhere else. They're probably recalculating their thinking. Oh, that's okay. But see, God knows just exactly how to shake something up to get it moved over in the right place. Amen. So he's able, he's the greatest chess player. He knows how to kick the pawns down. Somebody say amen. He knows exactly how to become the king. Somebody say the king. He is the king. And so this is the powerful thing about this tonight. And I implore you by the Holy Ghost of heaven, get your eyes vertical, not horizontal. Got to look here. Jesus is up there. Not, the devil's down there. Jesus is up there. We're here. This is the old nasty now and now. Somebody say amen. The nasty now and now. And so with all the ugliness that's in the world, I got to see something beautiful. I got to see something glorious. I got to see something that makes my heart jump. I got to see something that's bigger than everything else. I got to see the whole picture. Amen. I've been doing this, well, Deborah and I'll be married 40 years, May 17th. That's pretty good. 40 years. That is significant. That's God's number, 40. Significant. I've got the best wife a person could ever want. I mean, I really, really do. And, I was telling Deborah, I was telling her, and we've talked about this, and I tell other people, I said, you know, basically, we've never had knockdown, yell, drag outs, I'm going home to mama deals. We've never had. You know, it's just like any time that anything like that comes up, we apologize. I always like what one of my instructors told me in intern school, and he said, me and my wife, we never argue. Sometimes you can hear us carrying on a loud conversation a couple of blocks down the road, but we never argue. And I said, I got you, top dog. I got you. But see, the thing about it is like when Jesus is Lord, everybody say he's Lord. I got to keep my eyes on him, the captain of my salvation. He's in my boat. He's with me. Come on, say he's with me. And so the Lord told me, he says, what you focus on is what you get. If you focus on depression, you're going to have it. Heaps of it. Heaps, healthy heaps of depression. But if you will focus on blessing and increase, and what I'm doing, he said, you'll get it. He said, because number one, I am the Lord of the harvest. And this harvest is ripe. He said, people are fearful. They are afraid. I had someone come and tell me today about a little 16-year-old girl that committed suicide. Was it today? Day before yesterday. Our world, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you. They say suicide. I think I was looking. The percentage, I can't even remember now. It was astronomical. The young people that are committing suicide because they cannot cope. Older people are committing suicide. A pastor committed suicide just a few days back. And I was sitting there thinking, I said, what brings a power? What's happening in our world? And I'm going to say, if the church doesn't get a grip, if a church doesn't get a grip and understand who they are, and that Jesus never said it was going to be a rose garden, everything is just going to be perfect. No, this world's going to go to, it's going to look like all hell has come against our nation and the nations of the earth. But in the midst of all of that, there's going to be revival like we've never seen before. It's already happening. It's already happening. How in the world can Mario Murillo go to California and have signs, wonders, and miracles, and at the end of that thing, more people sitting outside the tent that are in the tent in California when they said you can't do it and you have to wear a mask? And then at the end of that, in a few days, somebody bought him a tent that was, I forget how many times bigger than the one he had. You know why? Because God's trying to tell America, why are you focused on something that I've anointed you to cast out? Why are you dancing with the devil? Get your head in the game. Amen. Look to me, the author and the finisher of your faith. Listen. There are some things that are getting ready to happen. You know, when we get in expectancy and get our faith out there, that it's going to blow your mind. That's what upsets me with Christians, is that you got your mind on that. When God Almighty gave His Son for this, how can you even let your head go there? How can you think that way? That tells me it's demonic, number one. Because, number one, I've got some husbands I want to see get saved. I've got some wives I want to get see get saved. I've got some children that I want to get saved. And, you know, because they've been in bondage long enough that it's time for the power of God to hit them and set them free. You know what will cause it to happen? When I get expectant. Expectancy is faith reaching out that says, I believe. It's not hopeful. It's not I want to be. It's that I see it. Smith Wigglesworth, Kenneth Hagin, Lester Sumrall, and we could name others, they all said before they died, I see it. There's coming a great revival to America like America has never seen. And these are people that saw astronomical miracles. And they said it's going to be greater than anything I've ever seen. Anything. Anything. Do you know what? Do you know words of knowledge can't operate when people's minds are in 1,000 different directions? Do you know that miracles cannot take place when minds are scattered and they're focused on this and that? I have never held a revival where people had scattered brains and had God do anything. When Jesus came into His own hometown, people were focused on one thing. Isn't it the son of Joseph? I mean, don't we know this kid? Where does he think he's got all this from? Well, you know, then you got the Korah bunch. I'm as important as they are. You know, then you got the Absalom bunch. Then you have the Jezebel bunch. And then you got all these people in the body of Christ running around on witch hunts. I'm like, hey, why don't we chase souls like we chase devils? I'm going to say that one more time. Body of Christ, why don't you chase souls like you chase devils? Seriously. Tell you, it grieves the heart of Jesus to see that. Why shouldn't, you know, because I like what Dr. Sumrall has said. He said, don't look for devils. He said, but if one comes, cast it out. And so that's what I like to do. One shows up, just cast it out. They're easy to cast out. Just bind them and cast them out. That doesn't mean that they don't have to foam into mouth and have to scream and cuss and carry on the service. You can stop that as a believer. You say, shut up. Amen. That's what Jesus did. But see, somewhere we've got to understand in the body of Christ, if we bite and devour one another, you're sunk. But if you can understand that God, his name in Hebrew is unity, if you can understand that God is saying, hey, if you can think the same thing and have no divisions among you, if you can come to that point where you have oily footprints, according to Psalm 133, he said, nothing can stop you. He said, if you'll concentrate on the harvest, and this is what I'm telling harvest worships, harvest worship center, is that if we will focus on the harvest, think about nothing but souls getting saved. Who do you want to see get saved? Pick out the ugliest, worst sinner you can possibly think of. That's the one God wants first. Amen. The impossibility. Man, I worked with him, the only Christian in the whole bunch. I had them weeping and crying and wanting prayer and everything else when I worked there. And they started getting saved left and right. You know why? It's because I believe God can do it. God wants this army to be soul conscious, to win the lost. And so that's one of the things that we're getting ready to start, is training people to win the lost. Did you know God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? I mean, how many people you think hear that stuff? It's like, take that steak back and cook it right. That's not what I ordered. Or coming to the wait at the person that's in Walmart, and you got tired because there's a person in front of you that's counting 1,000 receipts, like 15% off, $5 off, and you're sitting there and you're going, you say, excuse me, ma'am, can I help you count those? Amen. It's just amazing how short our fuse is. And I have found out that right now people's fuses are short because of stress that's going on in our world. We cannot let that rule in the body of Christ. We got to love each other. And we got to put faith out there, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, like with David Giamona, Tommy Bates, or whether it's Corey, whether it's me, or I don't care, you know, whoever the person is that comes and preaches, we want to sit here and it's like, okay, when are they going to come walking in? When's this? I'm looking for these prostitutes to come. I'm looking, man, I'm getting my expectancy out here. And more than that, instead of saying, there's an old whore, go to him and say, you know, Jesus loves you. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. And this ain't it right here. Amen. Look at the pimp and say, Jesus loves you. No matter what has happened in your life, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He's got a great plan for your life. Amen. Smiles are free. Takes less muscles to smile, they say, than it does to frown. And think, those words that God gave you are words of life. And so the Holy Ghost told me, he said, tell your people this. And so that's why I'm sharing this with you tonight. And I was like, I was sitting downstairs saying, well, Lord, I'm going to be teaching on, you know, the gifts of the Holy Ghost tonight. And I had no idea that things would go like they go, but I'm so glad that they do. Praise God. Amen. Alan did an awesome job leading us into the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. As we just learn to flow with him, it means everything. 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 It's like Carolyn exhorting Sunday morning. I was like, my God, sister, keep on preaching. I was like, just keep on getting it. I mean, I'm like, do it. Say, do it. But see, God wants to save people. We've been praying for people to get born again. We now have got to expect it. We've got to expect it and believe it. So right now, you got more than 28 days to get people here because they got questions about Armageddon. They got questions. How in the world can I prepare and be ready? Because I can tell you right now, David Giamona is going to come preach. He is a blessing. My God, he's full of the Holy Ghost and fire. It's going to be dynamic, and we're going to have a great time in his presence. But I have no right to sit in here unless I believe in God for souls to be birthed to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So I'm asking you to believe God. Get excited. Man, come in here Sunday morning if your excited switch turned way up on 10. Amen. And if anybody comes in, just for you to say, hey, I think I got something on your face, and go like this. I said, well, what was it? Just trying to get that frown off of you. Well, I'll never. So get your smile on, get your dance on, get your praise on. Amen. Amen. And get excited. Get excited. Because God wants to do something big. And he's going to do something big because we're going to expect it in Jesus' name. Everybody, let's stand together. I know we're going to take up an offering in a minute. But I felt like the day I was sitting, and the Lord said, I want you to do this. And I'm like, really? I said, okay. And I hope I can remember it. Say this with me right now. Say, Satan, I renounce your suggestion of depression and heaviness and strife. I renounce all of your activity that you want to drag me into of speaking evil with my tongue. And in Jesus' name, get behind me now in the name of Jesus. Say, Father God, I make a covenant right now with my tongue. Tongue, you will speak that which is edifying, upbuilding, and blessing in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, thank you right now that I drink the joy of your salvation and I choose to be full and overflowing with your mighty presence and power. Holy Ghost, don't let me forget this. Bring it to my remembrance. I want to live in it and stand on it because I want all the joy that I can get in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God's name. Now give him a big praise to seal it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I tell you what we do. You're going to get your offering. We're going to march down. Dustin's going to play some marching music. And we're going to bring an offering. We're going to put it in the plate. That way, these ushers will get a break tonight. And you can get to move your legs. So come on now. Come on in Jesus' name. Amen. Put these plates out there. Hallelujah. We do have some of those books outside.